Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Bettering Myself podcast. I am your host, Malia Williams. And let me just start off by saying, I know you're like, this girl haven't posted an episode since October 2024, which you're right. However, your girl had to take a break because life was lifing, and I was just like, yeah, let me put this mic down. And mind you, only did like one episode. So I was just like, yeah, we're gonna revisit this once I feel like I can even be more consistent and I don't have like all this pressure on me. And yeah, so now I'm at that place to where I feel like I could commit a little bit better to post more episodes weekly. I don't remember what I said, either Wednesdays or Mondays. I don't know. I'll have to see if it's in that first episode where I called out how often I'll be posting and just stick with that. But yeah, like, it was school. I think that was like the biggest thing that was stressing me out. Thankfully, I did graduate. I graduated last month in June with my Bachelor of Science in Information Technology. So your girl's finally done, which is really, you know, a big achievement because I'm a first generation. So it is a big deal for me to be the first person in my family to have a bachelor's degree. And I was telling myself, like, I am now about to get a master's. Nope. Done. And then here I am Googling USC Cybersecurity Engineering master's program. I didn't throw in an application because I'm still debating, but then I was thinking of throwing in an app anyways just to see if I'll even get accepted because that's the only master program I will do. Cybersecurity engineering is my current role, so I was like, it's fitting. And, you know, I do want to invest in my career besides getting like IT certifications and stuff like that. So I don't know, we'll see. I mean, the next term starts August of next year. So I already missed the application for this year. But I don't know when they say they notify if people get accepted. I thought there was a spring term, but they told me there's no spring term for that program. But anywho, I don't know. I'll let you guys know if I got accepted, if I decide to even follow through with doing a master's. I don't know. I'll let you know. Because honestly, I'm still trying to learn time management and I'm still trying to figure out time, like how to manage my time between, you know, like after I get off work and still making sure I have fun and things like that. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out like the whole adulting thing. But anyways, the reason that I want to post today's episode
is because I am turning 25 next week on the 15th.
And I kind of just wanted to share, you know, I guess you call it like things that I've learned or, you know, yeah, I guess you could say like things that I've learned over the course of, you know, the years of being an adult or whatever. And I didn't list out like 25 things or anything like that. I just listed out like 8 things that I feel like is very important, at least to me. So yeah, you guys could let me know what you think. The first one is be selfish and create a plan. So if you're anything like me, I am a very loving and caring person. To the point where there were times where I felt like I put other people's needs before my own. And I realized, you know, operating that way just kind of let me feel more drained and stressed out and feel like I'm not where I'm supposed to be because I'm over here worrying about other people. So if you're anything like me, be selfish. Okay, the right people that love you and care about you, they're going to understand that you need to put yourself first. Okay, you have things you need to do. You need to take care of you. There's no one else who's going to take care of you the way you take care of you. At the end of the day, you only have yourself. So please make sure to do that. And I put create a plan because I feel like at this big age, like, you should have goals. You should be ambitious. There's nothing stopping you besides you. Okay? Me, I always like had a plan, and I think that stems from like me being in survival mode for a very long time. Like, I just know I have to figure out something. And there's nothing wrong either having a plan B, but you know, the way I think of plan B is like it has to go back to plan A. Like, your plan B is more like a pivot, but it needs to pivot right back to plan A. So creating a plan is very, and I feel like it also helps with like a sense of purpose, keeping you on track so you know like what you're aiming for, what you're doing it for. And I feel like too, a lot of people kind of feel stagnant right now in life, which I think we all kind of have like that moment where you hit like a plateau and you're just stagnant. And I feel like once you're in that, you know, stagnant stage, that's more of you being reactive to life. Like, you're just doing what you're doing and you're dealing with problems or whatever as they come, instead of like being proactive and like preventative, like preventing certain outcomes, like just taking charge of your life. So I feel like that's why it's very important to create a plan. It just keeps you more proactive than reactive. The second thing is, don't believe everything you see on social media. And obviously, I already know this, but I still gotta call it out because I know there's people out there that literally believes everything that they see on social media. And I know this because I read the comment sections on TikTok, and it's just like, wow, do you guys not take the time to do your own research? I don't know. It's just kind of mind-boggling at this point of society that we're at where, you know, it's like a cult mindset. Like, you'll get dragged on the internet just for having a difference of opinion or a preference. Like, they're always so quick to throw on a label. People find it so, you know, people are getting easily offended over things. I don't know. I just think people need to get thicker skin. And at the end of the day, the internet is not a real place. Like, people are so big and bold to say stuff behind the screen. You know, that's why people troll and say negative things or crazy things or whatever, because it's not something you'll see in real life. Like, most of these people are not saying that shit in person. So, but yeah, it's just very irritating to see the mindset. So please do your own research. You know, have your own opinion. I think that's the biggest thing, is just having your own opinion, not literally following what everybody else is saying just because they're the majority. I don't know. Just be different. Third one is have hobbies. Have hobbies, okay? I'm currently trying to get into my hobby era. So I'm currently trying to get into tennis. and possibly golf, but tennis, I haven't really fully invested and committed to the sport, like with gear and the clothing and stuff like that. I'm not there yet, but I do want to get to a point where, I mean, I'm already looking to see if I could do like personal one-on-one training just so I can get better at it. And I do have a list of other things that I do want to try that I don't know when I'll get to, but let me just share a little bit of my little hobby list that I want to try. I put pottery, cooking and baking, because I'm not really much of a baker. I don't really bake things. I do cook, but I'm not like the best cook. It's just more like, you know, you just cook a meal that's fast and just cook something quick. Learn to play chess, which I don't know if I still want to do that, but we'll see. I do want to do a calligraphy class, and then also I really want to do like a flower arrangement class. I don't know. I'm kind of getting into like the flowers and stuff like that. I put archery, belly dancing, learn to play the piano, which I might erase that because that involves learning how to read music. And I'm not good at that. I took a class like back in college for music, and I dropped like immediately. I was like, yeah, I don't know how to read these music notes. It was not an easy thing to grasp either. So I was just like, yeah. But I might delete that. Let me delete that actually, because I am not going to take time learning a piano. But yeah, just like have some hobbies. I think it's important to have hobbies, especially like I said before, we can't just live our lives just going to work and coming home. Like, that's not the way to live at this point. I think that's when, I don't know, I feel like that's when you get more susceptible to stress and just not enjoying life. And we're meant to enjoy life. Next one on the list is keeping promises to yourself. I'm still working on this, you know, and I have my category of things that I want to work on of keeping promises to myself. So that's like fitness and mainly just fitness, because I think that's probably like the biggest challenge that I have is staying committed to like working out. And depending on what yours is, you know, if you could find a solution to help you stay more accountable, like, for example, with me, since I have a, you know, I can't stay committed to working out, I hired me a personal trainer. So, like, whatever that is for you, you know, if you could just find someone that could keep you accountable, and even if you do have to spend money and it's reasonable and you could like afford it, I would say do it, because you putting up money is definitely going to make sure that you follow through since you're paying. And hopefully, you know, you do it long enough to where it's a habit and eventually you don't even have to pay for it, because you just, it's just muscle memory at that point. The next thing is reading more. Honestly, I feel like, okay, so for me, I used to read like self-help books and stuff like that, but I stopped because I was just like, okay, I think at this point, I know how to navigate through life of what you should and shouldn't be doing. So I stopped with the self-development books, and I just like started reading more fiction because I think it's more fun and I just want to be taken out of reality. So, you know, you should read more books. I mean, I'm more into the romance and stuff. What was that other book? Yeah, I'll say just predominantly romance. I mean, my mom just got me a book about, I forgot the title because I haven't read it yet, but it's pretty much about this girl who has like a spiritual gift, and her mom is pretty much, they're in a village. So the mom is pretty much acting like, you know, she's the one who has the gift around the village and pretty much like scamming people and exploiting her daughter's gift. So I haven't read it yet, but I plan to. And my new favorite thing that my mom put me on is reading a book using like Audible or, you know, someone like a narrator reading it. Because at first I would just read books, you know, and use my imagination. But when you have a narrator, I feel like it makes it easier to be immersed into the book because they're doing the voices. So I highly recommend, if you're a physical book reader who's not listening to it with Audible or some type of audio, provider or whatever, you should definitely do it. And me, I like to read my romance books, okay? So when you read the romance books and they're doing the voices, it's top tier. It's like way better. Next thing is practice slow living. Now, obviously, practicing slow living could look different to everyone, but at least to me, you know, it just means literally just doing things at a slower pace. You know, I've always been in a mindset of like a go, go, go. You know, we need to get this done. I just never knew how to relax. And I never realized until, you know, recently where, you know, it would be the weekend and I'm over here rushing to get dressed. And mind you, I have nowhere to be at a set time. And, you know, in my head, I'm just like, okay, I need to hurry up and go here, here, and here before traffic hits. And I was just like, yeah, we need to ease our way into the day, okay? So that is something that I'm starting to do. So, like, even during the work week, I just wake up a little bit earlier, okay? And I just do my, you know, my routine at a slower pace. So I feel like I have some level of autonomy, you know, working a 9-to-5 job. I feel like that's always been something, you know, that I struggle with because I always been in survival mode. And I just feel like I honestly can't even sit here and pinpoint exactly what it is. I just even notice, like, when it comes to the apartment needing to be cleaned or something, and I'll just be like, I can't just sit here and let the house be dirty. Like, I just clean. And, you know, I am one of those people where cleaning is therapeutic, or if I'm like really stressed, I do stress clean. I am one of those people, not gonna lie. So yeah, that's my tip to whoever, you know, because if you're like me, at least I know we're in the same boat of just practice slow living, you know. And now, I mean, I haven't been doing a good job with my routine, but on the weekends, you know, my ideal weekend routine is I get up. I naturally get up between like 7 to 9 a.m. ish, depending like how tired I am. I get up, I get dressed and take a shower and stuff like that. If I have errands to run, I'll do those errands first, either like grocery shopping, or even if I'm not grocery shopping, then whatever it is, I always make sure to get my Lala first. I go to La La Land, get my matcha square latte with non-fat milk or regular milk, and then I start my day. And, you know, I will come back home and I'll do like a walk or something around the neighborhood. That way at least I'm starting my day being active and stuff like that. I need to go on my little matcha tangent. So at first I was going to a place across the street, right? And it would be a hit or miss. Like, sometimes it would taste good and other times it would just taste milky, because, you know, you could tell when it's going to be milky because it's like green. So then I heard that La La Land opened up in South Lake, and I was like, okay, well, South Lake is way closer, so I'm gonna just start going there. And I tried the matcha square latte and now I'm just addicted. So La La Land is definitely my new matcha place. But as always, if you guys know even a better matcha place better than La La Land, and the way that they make matcha is good, then let me know, because I do like my matcha sweet and a little bit of that bitter matcha taste, but it definitely does have to be sweet. But anyways, I digress. Going back to the slow living, if you're anything like me, you definitely need to go ahead and try to start your morning at a slower pace.
because at least when I do it, I know I feel a sense of calmness, and I just feel like I just start my day off the right foot because I'm not here stressing and probably raising my cortisol level, thinking about a million things that I have to do. But I don't know. I need someone to attest to that and confirm my theory. I mean, I know it's like something on social media about like slow living and stuff like that. But for the real ones that have a 9-to-5 job, and if you're anything like me, you know, you're kind of in survival mode and you just like go, go, go. Please let me know if, you know, you do this as well and if you find it helpful. But yeah, that's all I have for today's episode. If you did find it helpful or informational, please let me know, because at the end of the day, that's all I want to do. I just want to help other people. And yeah, so I'll see you guys at the next episode. Bye.